Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the ever-changing world of technology? Tech It Out can help make some sense of it all. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman covers consumer technology each week for every listener. Mark tackles the latest news, reviews, and how-tos to help you understand what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Tech It Out. This is episode 162. Hope you're all doing great on this September weekend. And we do have a packed Tech It Out planned for you this hour, and quite a diverse one, I'd argue, as well. We're going to kick things off in a moment with a look at the new Peloton Bike Plus that was unveiled, since many people are now working out from home. Also this hour, we'll chat with author Pete Nowak, who wrote a book about real-life superheroes. And yes, they do wear costumes and such. Weird or wonderful? I'll let you decide. And we're also going to touch base with WD this hour to learn about its new SSD, or solid-state drive. It's a backup drive for those working or schooling from home or spending time on the go. All of this coming up and more on this week's new Tech It Out, powered by Asus, which I'll tell you more about shortly, but let's kick off the show. With more people interested in working out from home because of the pandemic, no doubt Peloton has been a popular company over the past 6 months. And even though gyms are now starting to reopen in many parts of the country, many still aren't so sure about going back so fast, myself included, to be honest. You've seen the ads and likely know all about its best-selling bike. And so we've got Tom Cortese on the line, Peloton's co-founder and chief operating officer, to pull the curtain back on something brand new. Welcome to the show, Tom. Thanks for your time.
Mark, thanks so much. I'm so glad to be here with you.
All right. Now, before we talk about this new bike, I know it's a very exciting time for the company. Tell us a bit about Peloton.
Oh, man. Well, we founded Peloton in 2012, put the first Peloton bike in the U.S. market in 2014. And since then, we've been working to find every way possible to make a connected, immersive, addictive fitness experience come to life in your home, and allow the home to be the place where the best workout on earth can originate.
All right, so it's a combination of hardware, like it's a bike, a spinning bike, but it is connected over the internet with a screen, with others, with live and also pre-recorded video. So maybe you could give us a high-level look at what Peloton's about. For those who have heard the brand but aren't quite sure what's involved, it is both a machine and a service rolled into one.
Sure, I could break it down more specifically. With Peloton Bike, you get the most remarkable piece of fitness equipment on earth in your home. It's connected to our amazing instructors that are being broadcast from Peloton Studios in New York and London, multiple times a day. You get connected to a global community of riders that are there riding along with you right from our leaderboard, access to thousands of amazing classes that you can take live or on demand and anytime you want. And we teach cycling classes, strength classes, yoga classes, meditation, running, boot camp, it's all there for you.
Yeah, you even do some upper body stuff as well. You can swivel the monitor around, which we'll get to in a moment, and do some classes on the floor and things like that as well. So you can even get off the bike if you like. And there's also weights that you can use while you're cycling or spinning, which is really cool. And we're going to get to all of that. And I did mention off the top, Tom, that a lot of gyms have been closed for so long. They're now starting to reopen. But even then, many people are apprehensive about going back so fast. Has Peloton seen a surge in popularity since March? I would expect so.
Sure. We've definitely seen more folks leaning into wanting to bring fitness to the home. We've been here in position. We've been building a system that is the most immersive from home for almost 9 years now. And we've seen, tremendous growth in our business year on year. And certainly in the last number of months, we've seen an even further acceleration. And we're excited to welcome all these new members into the family.
Speaking of members, it's not just an exercise bike, but as you touched on, it's like a sense of community as well. You log in, you can see, if you like, who else is taking that same class with you. It could be even a friend. So it's a sense of belonging, which could be very motivational as well, no doubt.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, Mark, right? We didn't want to just create this one-way experience of bringing an exercise video into your home. There's nothing new, exciting, or motivating about that. What we wanted to do is wanted to take the things that work for folks, right? And that is, a remarkable fitness class, a group fitness class, the feeling of the presence of others to motivate you and make it more fun, an incredible instructor, great music. So how do you create that? How do you bring all of that into the comfort and convenience of home? And that's what you get from Peloton. And so you start to feel those folks coming through the screen. We even make it so that when you're in a class, you can high-five the folks around you. It's a virtual high-five, but it's a neat feeling to actually know that, you're not sweating alone.
We're chatting with Tom Cortese. He's Peloton's co-founder and COO. We're going to now learn about something brand new from the company. So without further ado, let's chat about the new Peloton, which I've had a chance to test drive. Please tell us about it.
It is so cool. So we're introducing Peloton Bike Plus. This is the first evolution of this remarkable piece of equipment that we introduced a number of years ago, the first evolution of the thing that started to recast the entire fitness industry and make the home the most immersive, engaging, and addictive place to work out. And with all that we've learned over the past years from our members loving becoming addicted to the Peloton experience through Peloton Bike, we were able to take all that, capture all that same convenience, continue to make sure that it's compact and quiet and beautiful and can fit anywhere in your home, right? Continue to bring forward all of the value of the instructor and the group, but then look for some areas where we could enhance it. And one of the biggest things that we're doing is really placing Bike Plus as the centerpiece of your home gym. So this one bike that now has a bigger, crystal clear, beautiful HD touch tablet mounted to it with an amazing soundbar system and subwoofer that you can get totally crazy immersed into this class. You can be on the bike with this endorphin-filled cycling class, hop off, turn the screen and take advantage of that beautiful screen to now do your strength routine, take a yoga class, do our floor cardio. It's all there, and it's all pretty amazing. And there are some other features, too, that we can get into.
Yeah, why don't we get into that? And I was telling you before we hit record on this interview, Tom, that my wife's a fitness instructor, and she's had clients that say they love their Peloton, the older one, but they wish that they were able to swivel the screen around, like it was kind of fixed, facing the rider, if you will. But so that is one thing that you've addressed. So it's a larger screen with better audio. You've got this bar now at the top, and with the option to Bluetooth your earbuds or headphones to it if you want private listening. But that screen is now on a pivot, which you've talked about. And tell us what else, for those who are familiar with the original Peloton bike, what are some of the other key differences here with the Peloton Bike Plus?
Yeah, so for anyone who's been on a Peloton or understands cycling class from home, one of the key systems is the resistance system. When we teach classes, an instructor can be shouting at you or encouraging you up a hill, and they'll tell you, let's get to 30 to 40% resistance, and you reach down and you turn your resistance knob and you drive this resistance system, you drive this brake to the right position, and you can start to feel the weight on the flywheel, and that's what makes it a varied workout. It keeps you engaged, keeps you excited, and build some strength along the way. And one of the things that we've done is we invested heavily in that resistance system, and we've created a digital resistance system that's super responsive, computer controlled, and that means that it allows the software to interact with the resistance system. And so when we focus on our members and what our members want, we think about how can you get more lost in this class? How can it feel more like you're totally enveloped in this experience? And one of the ways to get lost in this class is with a new feature that we have, thanks to this digital resistance system, that we call auto follow target metrics. The instructor can call out a resistance cue, say, let's go to 30 to 40%, and you tap once on the screen, auto follow target metrics, and the system, the bike, is going to just automatically drive a brake to the exact resistance place where it needs to be every single time. So you don't have to do anything. You don't have to turn any knob, you don't turn any button. You click auto follow target metrics, and it's just going to automatically follow the class for you. It's a really neat feature.
Oh, I didn't even know about that. And I took a class this morning, Tom, and the instructor would say something like, all right, turn that knob, you know, that red resistance dial to, you know, between 35 and 40. And while you're cycling along, you try to hit that sweet spot in between there. And it even is color-coded. It tells you if you're not, if your tension is too low or too high. And then similarly with cadence or the speed at which you're cycling, it'll also say, all right, now, like, you know, let's go and try that at 65 to 70 or 80 to 90, and you want to get in that window, and you are getting those on-screen prompts that confirm that you're doing it at the right cadence and at the right resistance level. So it does feel super interactive with the video instructor who is telling you what to do. It's pretty wild.
That's right, Mark. Now with those on-screen prompts, you can either tap the on-screen prompt, and it'll just drive the brake right to the center of that resistance bracket for you, or you can tap the little lock just next to it. That it has a little bit of smarts built into it too that I think is really neat, that the team poured a lot of heart and soul into. If you like to be closer to the top of the range when Cody Rigsby shouts out, we're going to 50 to 60 for a big hill, 50 to 60% resistance, the auto follow is always going to drive you to the center of that range. But if you then turn the knob and drive it up closer to 60, the top of the range, the auto-follow mechanism is now going to remember for the rest of class that you prefer to be at the top of the range. And so every time a new range is shouted out, the brake's going to just drive you to the top of the range every time, similar to the bottom end of the range or anywhere on the spectrum.
All right. We're going to continue chatting with the COO of Peloton when we return on Tech It Out.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want. Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fashion meets function with the all-new Asus ZenBook S, model number UX393. This ultra-thin laptop is just 15.7 millimeters slim and weighs only 1.35 kilograms. It's amazing 3.3K nano-edge touchscreen with 3x2 aspect ratio fits more info on the screen. Powered by an 11th-gen Intel Core processor, this Windows 10 laptop also means you can sign in fast, secure, and passwordless with Windows Hello. The Asus ZenBook S is at asus.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Knee injuries are common among athletes, but it's not just the pros who are at risk.
Sports that involve aggressive cutting, pivoting, landing from jumps, that's when the ACL can get stressed and loaded significantly to the point where it may rupture.
Dr. Edward Laskowski says preventing ACL or anterior cruciate ligament injuries is a big area of study.
Researchers have looked at and analyzed movement patterns that are risk factors for ACL injury. And one of the movement patterns we've found, we call it dynamic medial knee valgus. What does that mean? So it's when you move, your knee goes medial or in.
Dr. Laskowski says he uses this to screen kids who are going into high school sports.
We have somebody do a squat, and oftentimes a single leg squat. We can see that knee dive to the inside.
When that's the case, an exercise program can be tailored to strengthen key areas and reduce the risk of injury. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
The Labor Day's event's begun at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Get 50 to 70% off almost everything, plus new doorbusters from $5.99, including deals on jeans, tees, and more. Find it all at the Gap Factory or GapFactory.com through September 9th. Head into the new season with Banana Republic Factory. Save on faves with 50 to 70% off everything, plus clearance is extra 50% off. Shop dresses, sweaters, jackets, and more from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online, only at Banana Republic Factory.
Endless loads of laundry? Lowe's has just what you need to bring reliability to your laundry room. A Maytag front load laundry pair in an exclusive metallic slate finish. It features the most powerful cleaning in the industry, driven by a heavy-duty cycle with extra power button. Shop Labor Day deals on Lowe's.com today and get up to 35% off select appliances like this Maytag laundry pair and more. Bring on style this Labor Day with Lowe's. Offer valid through 9/16, U.S. only.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and on available on leases. See dealer for details.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. Boy, was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency childcare, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Tech It Out. This show is powered by Asus. For those in search of incredible, Asus creates technology for today and tomorrow's smart life. And that includes its line of award-winning laptops and desktops, accessories like monitors and keyboards and mice. There's smartwatches, smartphones, tablets, and a lot more. For those in search of incredible, visit asus.com/us/radio for more info. That's asus.com/us/radio. We're chatting with Tom Cortese. He is the Peloton co-founder and COO, to pull the curtain back on something brand new called the Peloton Bike Plus, along with live and pre-recorded spin classes, and often with music that you like, hip-hop, hard rock, even more specific than that, like Prince or whatever. Tell us about the virtual biking sessions that you can choose as well, like through the country and such, or through mountains.
Yeah, well, you know, Mark, the core of our experience is our class content. We broadcast live, I think I said, from Peloton Studios in New York, and London on a daily basis, we have capacity to create an insane amount of original programming around fitness. We have a ton of different instructors, each of different personality, each with different styles, each with different style of music, right? So there's a different style instructor, style music, style class for every mood you're in or every person in your household. And that's the bulk of what we do, and that's what we're most proud of. Of course, we also have what you're talking about, which are these scenic rides, as we call them, and they're HD footage that have been shot of different national parks or different locations around the world that you can just sort of jump into and kind of enjoy a ride through. So if it's a day that you're not looking forward to a class, or you want to take a break and try something new, that's available as well.
Okay. Thanks for the clarification, Tom. As we wrap up, when is this new bike available, and where could we go to find out how much and to order it and all that?
Absolutely. So Bike Plus will be available in U.S. and Canada. Go to onepeloton.com, and you'll find all the pricing and availability, and it should be an amazing new addition to your home.
Okay, and just to clarify, Tom, that you buy the bike, but you also do pay every month for access to the live and on-demand video content, the classes, for even the older bike. That's kind of the model, and that's carrying through with the new Peloton Bike Plus as well.
When you get a Peloton product, you add on the Peloton membership, which gains you access to live and on-demand classes for all the fitness disciplines that we have on all of the devices. So you can get Bike Plus and then access content on your TV, mobile, or web device. And Mark, keep in mind the Peloton membership is a household membership, so everyone in the household gets to take advantage for the same monthly price, which is an amazing thing, the way that membership is able to scale across multiple folks in your household and multiple types of fitness disciplines that we offer.
Okay, got it. All right, onepeloton.com. And our guest has been Tom Cortese, Peloton's co-founder and chief operating officer. Great to chat with you. Congrats on the launch of the Bike Plus. Very exciting time. And thanks again. Have a great fall.
Thank you, Mark, and thanks to all the listeners.
Okay, I didn't talk specific prices with Tom from Peloton, but I do want to share that with you. So the new Peloton Bike Plus costs $24.95. And the original Peloton bike is now $18.95. It used to be $22.45, but has now dropped in price. So you can get the original Peloton bike, the older model, for $18.95. The new Peloton Bike Plus is $24.95. Members who have an original Peloton bike in working condition can receive a $700 credit towards the purchase of the Bike Plus, if they would like to take advantage of that trade-in offer. And then finally, the cost for the monthly classes, those videos, is now $39 a month. All right, let's continue on with the show. While this is a technology show, we often look at ancillary topics, you know, complementary themes that are still part of geek culture, if you will. Video games, comic books, and such. And so we're now going to learn about real-life superheroes, and yes, often masked, with an author of a new book devoted to the topic. Joining us on the line to chat is tech writer Pete Nowak, author of The Rise of Real-Life Superheroes and the Fall of Everything Else. Good to chat with you, Pete. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Mark. Always a pleasure.
Now, before we talk about your new book, tell us a bit about your work as a tech journalist, as well as your previous books.
Sure, yeah. Well, I've been basically working in as a journalist, mainly in technology, for about 20 years or so. It seems like a long time.
In the tech world, that's like 100 years. It's like dog years, you know?
Yeah, exactly. It's like I remember like Usenets and stuff like that. So it's been a long time.
You're dating yourself.
I know. So my previous two books were basically technology books. The first one was it was Sex, Bombs, and Burgers. It looked really at, sort of these three industries that have kind of arisen from our basic instincts. So it was the military, the fast food, and the pornography industry, and how those three industries really contributed to so much innovation, kind of these negative things that we don't like about ourselves spun off into all these positive conveniences and comforts and so on. The second one was Humans 3.0, and that one I kind of tried to look a little bit more at the history of technology. How has it affected us as people, and has it improved us as people? Generally, I think my conclusion was, yeah, kind of. So this third one, this is like there's technological aspects to this whole phenomenon of real life superheroes, but I wouldn't say it's not a technology book for sure.
All right, so what is the book all about? You're going to have to wait after this short break because Pete Nowak, author of The Rise of Real Life Superheroes and the Fall of Everything Else, is going to pull back the curtain on this book and profile a few of the very interesting characters that he met around the world while writing this book about real life superheroes. So hang tight. A lot more Tech It Out coming up right after this short break. Stick with us.
Want to follow Mark? Google him. Mark with a C and Saltzman with a Z.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-263-3403 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-263-3403. Again, 800-263-3403.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak, this is Tech It Out. Tech It Out with technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back to Tech It Out, everyone. Hope you're having a great weekend so far. We're chatting with Pete Nowak. He's the author of a new book, and it's called The Rise of Real-Life Superheroes and the Fall of Everything Else. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so it basically what it does is it delves into this subculture. It is a global subculture. There's been a few studies out there to try to quantify how many of these people are doing this. Probably the best guess is a couple hundred or so. Although they are in most countries, we do find most of them in the U.S. I think there was one study that found about 75% of them are in the U.S. And I looked into that too, that whole aspect of it, of why that's the case. It's a really interesting offshoot of how the United States kind of evolved as a country. It evolved as with a sort of vigilante tradition that most countries generally haven't had in their histories. And of course, I'm talking about the Wild West. And then you had that, when you're getting into the 20th century, you had a lot of particularly Jewish immigrants in New York City, especially, you know, kind of creating their own industry of comic books and superheroes. And, you know, they were these sort of outsiders that were progressive-minded. And then you put those two sort of elements of evolutionary history together, and you eventually get superheroes, and then ultimately real-life superheroes are people who, you know, you look at all kinds of pop culture, all aspects of pop culture, and at some point they evolve from being merely something that you consume or observe to something that you participate in. So, for example, you know, if you like to watch baseball as a kid, you might watch baseball, and then eventually you'll pick up a bat and a glove and play baseball. Similarly, you might like music, and if you like it enough, you'll pick up the guitar or the drums, and you'll start doing it yourself. So we've arrived at that point here now with superheroes, for good or for ill.
That's a fascinating look at the history or the evolution of comic books on paper and then bleeding into real life, as well as your analysis on why perhaps in the U.S. Three-quarters of the known real-life superheroes around the world are based in that country. Interesting. Before we talk about some of the real-life superheroes that you did interview and profile in this book, do you find that there's a common theme among these individuals? Do they just simply want to improve society? And if so, can't they do that without wearing a mask or dressing up, or it's just not as fun? I mean, I'd love to hear a little bit about what you found across the board, and then we'll dive into some specifics.
Good question, yeah. I interviewed or hung out with just about 100 of these real-life superheroes all over the world, and again, most of them in the U.S. It's really hard to pigeonhole all of them or to paint all of them with the same brush, but, you know, I heard some good summaries, and some of them, I think there was one guy in Florida who told me that, you know, you can almost sort of archetype them. So they come from either the Superman background or the Batman background. The Superman background, as probably everybody knows, Superman was from another planet, and he came to Earth and as a child and was raised by really good parents, salt of the earth, and he was just raised well to be basically, you know, the super Boy Scout. So he does good for the sake of doing good. So some of these real-life superheroes do, in fact, do that. Then there's the Batman template, which again I think most people are familiar with. Bruce Wayne, his parents were shot by muggers in an alleyway, and that really messed him up. And so he wanted to basically get revenge and get rid of all the criminals out there, and in doing so, you know, some sort of personal therapy for himself. So he's kind of coming from a messed up background, and there are certainly a lot of real life superheroes that also do that, going out and doing these things in the street. Is their way of maybe they were bullied as kids, or, you know, maybe they're trying to get revenge, or maybe they're trying to work out some problems. Some of them have been homeless. Some of them have had drug issues or whatever. So this is a way of, you know, kind of trying to overcome that by doing good. And then, of course, I had one person tell me that, you know, there's also a third archetype that we could introduce into that, and that's Booster Gold. Not so many people are familiar with this character. He is also a DC Comics character. He is a character that came from the future, who wanted to be a superhero just so he could get rich and famous. So you definitely also have some element of that with these real-life superheroes. Some of them are just merely doing it for the attention, or have people like me write books about them. So I found, actually, in talking to all these people, that it usually isn't a case where you're one of the three. I find that they're all generally somewhere on that spectrum.
I don't know how old a lot of these real-world superheroes are, Pete, but any references to the Guardian Angels, which was a group, I believe, that started in the late 70s, in New York, they just wanted to assist the police and be good Samaritans and help keep the city safe.
Oh, yeah, for sure. The Guardian Angels, I think, were actually very much a template for a lot of what these guys do. I did actually speak with Curtis Sliwa, founder of the Guardian Angels.
Right.
And, he was telling me that back in the early days, a number of his, you know, earliest recruits were actually very much into comic books, and and this was their way of sort of almost living out their fantasies. In fact, I visited a guy named Phil Hui in the Bronx, and he runs a comic book shop up there called Forum Comics. He was one of the original Guardian Angels. And it's I found it really interesting that here's this guy who, you know, was one of the founding members of this group, and now he runs a comic book shop. And just as a third really cool luck twist of fate, the comic book shop is just a few blocks away from Poe Park, which is where Edgar Allan Poe used to live in a cottage. And in fact, near that cottage, Bob Kane and Bill Finger met in 1939, or I think it was 38, I can't remember which year exactly, basically to create Batman. So it's this weird like nexus of comic book energy up there. It's weird, really weird.
Fascinating.
Yeah. So yeah, with the Guardian Angels, there's been some overlap, as a matter of fact, and probably one of the most vibrant real-life superhero groups is the Extreme Justice League in San Diego, or has been the Extreme Justice League in San Diego, and the founder of that group, he goes by Mr. Extreme. He was actually the California branch leader of the Guardian Angels before he got into this whole real-life superhero thing. So there's definitely, I went on patrol with those guys, and their tactics and their strategies and protocols, all that, very much Guardian Angels. So there's definitely an evolution.
We're chatting with Pete Nowak, author of The Rise of Real-Life Superheroes and the Fall of Everything Else. You've already peeled the curtain back a little bit on some of the characters, let's call them, who you've profiled. Any others that fascinated you that you want to share, maybe their story?
There's definitely a couple. I think probably one of the most interesting experiences I had while I was working on this book was hanging out with a guy named Master Legend in Orlando, Florida. He's one of the more famous of these real-life superheroes. He was profiled years ago in a big Rolling Stone magazine article. Amazon Prime filmed a pilot episode of a TV show that they were thinking of for him. It was called The Legend of Master Legend. But this guy, he's very much a character. He's not exceptionally well-liked by a lot of the other real-life superheroes because he makes some claims that they say are outlandish.
All right, one more break, and we'll continue chatting with Pete Nowak. And then at the end of the program, we're going to learn about the WD-SSD drives for those working or schooling from home, but a little bit more about Pete Nowak's book on real-life superheroes. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. Check it out. Hosted by Mark Saltzman.
Fashion meets function with the all-new ASUS ZenBook S, model number UX393. This ultra-thin laptop is just 15.7 millimeters slim and weighs only 1.35 kilograms. It's amazing. 3.3K nano-edge touchscreen with 3x2 aspect ratio fits more info on the screen. Powered by an 11th-gen Intel Core processor, this Windows 10 laptop also means you can sign in fast, secure, and passwordless with Windows Hello. The ASUS ZenBook S is at asus.com.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español?
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
Bom dia, like good day, good morning, I think.
I can say, je m'appelle David, but that's probably it.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
This year is my year to get fluent in Spanish, and Babbel is definitely going to help me do that. The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real-life situations.
I've tried other language learning apps, and nothing really stuck. Babbel's been a complete game changer for me.
Hoy es miércoles y el clima está muy bueno afuera.
Estoy con fome. Yo no tomé café de mañana.
Je suis des États-Unis et du Vietnam too.
Now try Babbel for free. Just go to babbel.com to start learning a new language today. That's BABBEL.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Staying safe online. The fraudsters have gotten very good and very tricky. Have you received a seemingly legit email from a company asking you for your personal information? Robert Capps is VP of New Data Security, and he fills us in.
Usually they're called phishing attacks, trying to gather consumer credentials or payment information. With account takeover attacks, what happens is a fraudster is trying to get access to an existing account that belongs to a real consumer. And the best thing a consumer can do to protect their own account is not reuse their passwords. Some consumers will use the exact same username and password across many different websites. And if that data is compromised on one, it's possible that the fraudster get access to all of the accounts with the same username and password.
More info is at newdatasecurity.com. That's the letters N-U, datasecurity.com, a MasterCard company.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlique helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Welcome back to Tech It Out, powered by Asus. For those in search of incredible, you should check out their laptops at asus.com/us/radio. Those laptops are broken into four families: the VivoBooks, the ZenBooks, the ExpertBooks, and the Chromebooks. Now, just a couple of minutes left with Pete Nowak, author of The Rise of Real-Life Superheroes and the Fall of Everything Else. You did start this project before COVID, but would you agree the world needs more superheroes today than ever before? And is this the part of the title where the fall of everything else, does that allude to 2020 at all?
Yeah, it's kind of, I don't want to say happy accident, an unhappy accident. You know, I think the world was getting darker well before 2020. 2020 just really put it into overdrive. So yeah, absolutely. I think you're right. We do need superheroes more than anything else. The thing that I think is interesting, not even just because of COVID, but I think more specifically because of the whole Black Lives Matter and all the you know, the problems with police that we're seeing, I think that's really accelerated a lot of what I talk about in the book. I think with superheroes, both in fiction and this sort of real world phenomenon, I think there's got to be a big rethink of what they are and what they're supposed to be. So going back to what we were talking about earlier about how they're created in the 30s and the 40s by Jewish immigrants, and they were very progressive at the time. Superman was like a hero of the people, and he would smash oppressors and you know, corporations and stuff like that. Along the way, somehow a lot of these superheroes became very much like friends of the state. You know, Batman right. historically has been friends with police commissioner Gordon, and some of these real life superheroes, the Extreme Justice League, for example, in San Diego, you know, they're pretty friendly with police. So I think again, we're going to have to see a bit of a change in that, because I think superheroes are going to have to evolve from being sort of this conservative thing into something that's a little bit more liberal and something that calls or acts more towards progressive change. I think that's what we're going to have to see, as opposed to them being essentially super police.
Perhaps this is a topic you'll address in the sequel. Here's to hoping for that. But for now, let's chat about where we can pick up the book and how much it costs.
Yeah, it's available pretty much anywhere you want to get books, Amazon, indie bookstores, Barnes & Noble. The price, I think it's about $20 or $19.95 or so, and so it's pretty much, and there, I believe there's an audiobook coming at the end of September as well.
Amazing. So it's both a paper book as well as an ebook, so you can choose how you want to read it, and again, it's called The Rise of Real-Life Superheroes and the Fall of Everything Else. We've been chatting with the author, Pete Nowak. Again, wishing you much success on this. Is there a website devoted to the book, or is there any other site you want to plug?
Sure, yeah. All the info's on my website. It's peternowak.ca.
PeterNowak, N-O-W-A-K.ca. Thanks again for your time, Pete. All the best. Congrats.
All right. Thanks a lot, Mark.
You're listening to Tech It Out on the Radio America Network. Now that many tens of millions of people are either working from home or schooling from home, it's never been more critical to properly back up your important computer files on a regular basis, as you really don't know what can happen. And at the risk of sounding preachy, I always talk about being proactive about this, so you want to do it before it's too late, of course. So we're now going to learn about the new My Passport SSD, or Solid State Drive, from WD, Western Digital. Joining us on the line to chat is Kat Pham, Senior Product Marketing Manager at Western Digital. Welcome to the show, Kat.
Hi. Thank you for the intro and excited to be here.
Thank you. Now, before we talk about the new My Passport SSD, please tell us a bit about WD.
So WD is a consumer brand under the Western Digital umbrella, with a focus on enabling our consumers to be more productive. WD brings our content together, saving it in one place where it can seamlessly be organized, accessed, and shared. It means never having to think twice about where your content goes, so our lives never miss a beat. We have portable hard drives and solid-state storage for folks on the go, desktop storage for those looking for massive capacity, and personal cloud storage, enabling access to your files from anywhere using our app.
All right, so Western Digital is the parent company, WDC, Western Digital Corp. Okay, and then under that umbrella, there's brands like WD, which is like a consumer brand, G Technology, SanDisk, and WD Black. Can you just very high level walk us through the differences between those sub-brands?
Absolutely. Our consumers under the WD brand are everyday users with a broad spectrum of use cases. They range from business professionals to everyday content creators to hobbyists. While the WD Black brand provides PC and console gaming solutions, SanDisk focuses on mobility and G Technology on professional grade products for their consumers.
Okay, so WD is kind of like the everyday sort of consumer brand for backups and for managing your storage. G Technology, a little bit more rugged. WD Black is for gamers, computer gamers, and even console gamers if you want to connect it to, like, say, a PlayStation or an Xbox. And SanDisk is your everything from your SD cards for your digital camera to the thumb drives and all that kind of stuff. Is that fair? So without further ado, tell us about the My Passport SSD from WD.
Yes, so WD created the My Passport SSD to answer the need for more speed and better reliability without sacrificing style. As technology continues to advance, our devices make creating content so much easier. Phones are capturing pictures and videos at higher resolutions and allowing everyday people, like myself, to be content producers. As for enthusiasts and professionals, equipment specs are increasing and often boast 4K capabilities. Not only does that require more storage, but better storage, one that has higher performance and better reliability. With this generation of My Passport SSD, we've nearly doubled the performance from the previous model, and we've improved our design by creating a sleek, durable metal case offered in four gorgeous colors.
Fashion meets function, I guess. So this is an external drive, except that it's not a hard drive. It's a solid state drive, and I'm going to ask you for those benefits in a moment. So stick with us. You're listening to Tech It Out on the Radio America Network. I'm your host, Mark Saltzman. We're going to continue chatting with WD, Western Digital, when we return. Don't touch that dial.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook,
on Twitter,
on Instagram. Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep, is life-changing sleep. It's our biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is the second generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423 at Advanced Automotive.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
Join Turtle Bay and Dutch Bros Coffee on Thursday, September 17th for Caffeinate for a Cause. From 7 to 9 a.m. and 2 to 4 p.m., $1 from all drink sales and tips given to our honorary baristas goes directly to supporting Turtle Bay's educational programming. To learn more or donate online, visit turtlebay.org.
We are Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenning.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique ability. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park is open for safe, outdoor fun, play, and discovery. With towering playgrounds, exciting animal shows, our unique parrot playhouse, interactive games, and more, a day at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp is sure to keep the whole family entertained. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Whereas a hard drive It has spinning discs, and its benefit is having larger capacity for a lower price point. With larger files and more content, it demands next level performance. So we went from 540 megabytes per second read speeds to 1050 megabytes per second thanks to NVMe technology with our latest MyPassport SSD. So now you can carry your data with confidence. This bold metal design is tough enough to handle whatever comes your way. It's shock and vibration resistant and can even stand drops of up to 6.5 feet. We've coupled high performance and bold style, all in a compact size that easily fits in the palm of your hand.
All right, so SSDs are more durable because they don't have any moving parts. There's no spinning platter like with a hard drive. And as a result, they're often smaller, lighter, and quieter as well. And I know that for laptops that are powered by SSD instead of a hard drive, it's also better on the battery since you're not spinning a disk. Like, it's actually better on the laptop battery performance. The gap seems to be closing in terms of storage. So the one downside to SSD compared to a traditional hard drive was that you couldn't fit as many files on one of those external drives compared to a hard drive. So, for example, a 512 gigabyte SSD compared to a 2 terabyte or 2000 gigabyte hard drive. But that gap seems to be closing. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's fair. With our MyPassport SSD, we are coming out with a 2 terabyte capacity later this year.
Oh, wow. Very cool. And since this is Radio Cat, can you explain what the MyPassport SSD looks like? You said it had different colors and it was kind of like a metal finish to it, but is it rectangular? Like, maybe you can compare it to something that we could relate to in terms of size or shape.
Sure. The size is about outline of a cell phone, but much smaller. So it's rectangular and it fits really nicely in your hand. We wanted to elevate the look and feel from our previous generation. So luxury items, including class and sophistication, inspired our in-house designers. With a combination of rounded corners, waving ridges, and soft edges, it gives MyPassport SSD a slimmer, more pocketable shape. It would easily slip into a bag or sit nicely in the palm of your hand. Like you were saying, it comes in 4 colors, gray, blue, gold, and red. We chose shades of space gray, a wonderful midnight blue, to be our neutral colors for global appeal. We have a shade of gold that gives a nod to the trendy rose gold, but dialed in to really give a high-end luxury feel of gold. And lastly, we knew we wanted a red color, but instead of a bright, fun primary red, we adjusted the color to create a shade of deep raspberry.
I know one of your sister brands, G Technology, has an SSD as well called G Drive. What would you say are some of the differences between the MyPassport SSD and the G Drive SSD?
Sure. Well, the use cases are different for MyPassport SSD and G Drive SSD. MyPassport SSD is geared towards everyday content creators that want performance, while the G Drive SSD is designed for users looking for a more rugged product that's water, dust, and even crush resistant. Also, their audience is more of the studio professional grade type.
Got it. And in terms of capacity, you said that later this year, they are going to be available in up to 2 terabytes or 2,000 gigabytes, which is awesome, especially for an SSD. But the ones that are available now this fall, are they 256, 512?
Yeah, right now, what's available for MyPassport SSD is 500 gig and 1 terabyte.
Wow. All right. So your entry level MyPassport is already 500 gigs or 0.5 terabyte, which is awesome. Finally, before we wrap up and talk pricing, Kat, if you lose the SSD, since it is an external drive, let's say you're out, falls out of your backpack, could somebody plug it into their computer and access your content?
That would be so unfortunate, but hopefully you took advantage of the option to set a password and enable hardware encryption.
Ah, that's good to know. All right. Finally, how much does the MyPassport SSD start at, and what would be the best website to get going, or any retailers that you may want to plug?
We are currently shipping our gray option, and the 500 gig starts at $199.99. You can purchase the product now from WD.com and Amazon.
Okay. So WD.com or Amazon.com, both of which are to be shipped to your door. And you can use this, again, as I mentioned off the top, whether you're learning at home or maybe you're working from home, or even if you're returning back to an office or to a classroom, this is a portable drive. So this is still an ideal solution for you, regardless of our current situation with the pandemic. We've been joined by Kat Pham, Senior Product Marketing Manager at Western Digital. Thank you so much for your time. I've enjoyed chatting with you, and have a great rest of your remaining days of summer.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for tuning in to another episode of Tech It Out. This show is brought to you by ASUS, creating technology for today and tomorrow's smart life. ASUS, for those in search of incredible, visit asus.com/us/radio for more info. That's asus.com. Have a great rest of your weekend, everyone. A healthy and happy week ahead, and I look forward to chatting with you next time on Tech It Out. Bye-bye for now.
That? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye's 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Up and unavailable on leases. See dealer for details.
When everything is changing, you need a store that's a constant. A store that has the brands your family loves and the value that you need. A store where you can stock up, pick up, and drive up. A store that's close to home and feels like home. A store that puts the health and safety of you and your family above all else. And a store that's always here to help. At Kohl's, we don't know what next year will look like. We just know that we'll be here for you no matter what. Kohl's, here today, here to stay. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. Scores of people were missing, tens of thousands forced to flee their homes as wildfires in Oregon take a deadly toll from one end of the state to the other.
State officials say they're preparing for a mass fatality event. In Jackson County, local officials are searching burned-out houses
to locate anybody that may have perished in the fire.
Sheriff Nate Sickler.
Around 50 individuals that, we're trying to locate.
On top of that, he's dealing with looters. Resident Kay Morgan.
There's sick people out there who are looting.
Yeah.
And they are taking our police away from what they need to do.
The amount of destruction is staggering. Lexi Solis's family came home to find nothing but rubble.
It looks so small. We're just like, how did our big life fit in this little area? You know what I mean?
I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump pushing to expand his electoral map as he makes a trip west this weekend. The campaign's going on the offense in Nevada, which has not supported a Republican presidential candidate since 2004. White House correspondent Greg Clugston traveled with Mike Pence on the campaign trail this week and reports on the vice president's role in the reelection effort.
Wednesday's day-long bus tour in the greater Pittsburgh area featured scheduled events at a church and at an energy company.
Well, hello, Pennsylvania!
It also included an unscheduled stop to greet supporters along a state highway.
The road to victory goes straight through Pennsylvania, and we're going to drive it all the way to November 3rd.
The vice president, who logs many miles for the White House and the campaign, always keeps the focus on the man at the top of the ticket.
There's only one choice come November 3rd, and that's President Donald Trump.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
Afghanistan's warring sides have opened up much-anticipated negotiations for the first time. News and analysis at townhall.com.
I'm United States Surgeon General Jerome Adams, America's doctor. And all across our nation, we've taken steps together to slow the spread of coronavirus. Now we must continue to take personal responsibility to protect ourselves and our loved ones. Because even though not all of us risk a severe case of coronavirus, we all risk getting it and spreading it to others, maybe without even realizing that we're sick. So if we want to get back to school, back to work, back to worship, and back to overall health, there are things our country needs to do. We need to follow state and local guidelines, take extra precautions if at higher risk, wash our hands frequently, stay 6 feet from others when we can, and when we can't stay 6 feet from others, please, I'm begging you, wear a face covering. These small actions will make a big difference. So I'm asking you to say it with me, America. Coronavirus stops with me. You can learn more at coronavirus.gov.
Produced by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services at taxpayer expense.
Oxford University says trials of a coronavirus vaccine that it's developing with pharmaceutical company AstraZeneca will resume just days after being paused due to a reported side effect in a patient in the UK.
In a statement, the university says in large trials such as this, it's expected that some participants will become unwell, and every case must be carefully evaluated to ensure careful assessment of safety. It's said that globally some 18,000 people have received the vaccine as part of the trial. An AstraZeneca spokesman said earlier this week that a woman had developed severe neurological symptoms that prompted the pause in testing. Zaria Shakili, London.
Boeing's grounded 737 MAX appears to be inching closer to flying. The FAA says officials from several countries will start reviewing Boeing's proposal for pilot retraining with the MAX next week in London. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Nine protesters issued trespassing summonses for marching onto a private St. Louis street with no trespassing signs back in June, a demonstration that prompted a couple to emerge from their home with guns to confront the demonstrators.
Mark and Patricia McCluskey were both charged in July with unlawful use of a weapon in a polarizing case that landed them a spot at the Republican National Convention last month. While the nine protesters have been issued summons, officials are still deciding whether to issue a charge on the citations. The McCloskeys, meanwhile, are facing felony charges by a Democratic circuit attorney. Republican Missouri Governor Mike Parsons has said that he will almost certainly pardon the McCloskeys if they are convicted. Their case is still pending in court. Patrick Foss reporting.
Ohio's Supreme Court dealing Kanye West's presidential campaign another blow, ruling he can't be on the ballot in November after paperwork was rejected by the Secretary of State. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our nine new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and four huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for four with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and two large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed three to four, so try all nine. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
So is your rescued pug have you puzzled? Are your Himalayans creating havoc? If you're a Akita in need of some analysis, well, if you love animals, and I know you do, care about wildlife and the environment, want to really, I mean really understand how your dogs and cats thinking and why they behave in the ways they do, stay tuned because once again, right here, right now, it is time for The Pet Show, America and Canada's first and only real pet psychology, training, behavior, and of course, pet lifestyle show. So hop up on my couch. Bring those furry little buddies with you, folks, because it is that time once again to let the animal analyzing begin. Hello, everybody. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show, the place where we absolutely, positively, never a doubt about it, love, adore, and as I stress every week, respect pets and animals as much as you do. Questions and comments. Let me just remind everybody that everyone that calls into the Pet Show today and does get through to me live on the air will be getting a fabulous, fabulous, fabulous gift, not for you, but for that beautiful dog or cat alongside of you as I speak. If you're new to the show, many of the items I give away on the show are worth $25, $35, $40, and even more. So it's a great time to give me a call. I will answer all of your pet and animal questions. And at the same time, a great gift will be on its way for your best little buddy. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. 8255. I'll give you that one more time. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. Let me tell you what I have planned for today's show. You know, some pet guardians are actually noticing changes in their pet's behavior since the pandemic. For example, 56% a pet guardian said they will cut back on their social activities to help their pets adjust. More coming up on that. Real interesting stuff. Also, I think it's time, finally, that we replace the word discipline with the word education. I'll explain my reasons, and you may not agree. Also coming up on today's show, oh, I love this story, a toothless chihuahua, you heard me, a toothless chihuahua helps out people with dental phobias. You're not going to believe this story, but it's true, and it really makes a difference. Also coming up, hopefully we'll have time for this, you guys are amazing. So many people out there have been fostering, adopting during this pandemic, and maybe living with a dog that, because of changes, may be a little fearful or a little shy. Coming up on the show, what you need to look for and how to build up your dog's self-confidence. My mouse not working today. We're going to do that as well. Plenty of time for your questions and comments. Lots of great stuff to give away. So, if your pet happens to be jumping, humping, digging, scratching, barking, not using the litter box, not eating or eating way too much, your dog is stealing everything off the counter, hates other dogs, your poor cat is suffering with anxiety, depression, cat's keeping you up at night, or you finally just came to the conclusion like I did many, many years ago, you know what? Our dogs and our cats are just a wee bit smarter than we are. Great time to give me a call, 877-725-8255, the phone number. The question of the day, well, there's actually two questions of the day. The first one is, would you change your behavior to make your pets feel more comfortable? Would you change your behavior to make your pets feel more comfortable? I want to know. And I guess the second question of the day would be basically, does your dog smile? Do you believe dogs smile? I get this all the time. I'm going to talk about it a little bit later. I believe dogs smile. In fact, I know they smile, but a lot of people disagree with me. They say, well, the dog's growling at me, when in reality, he's showing you his teeth because he's happy. He's smiling. Maybe he told him a good joke. Who knows? Give me a call, 877-725-8255. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. Hey, before I start the show, I talked about it on my L.A. show, and I'm going to mention it here. I live in Santa Monica, California, and just recently, there was a video that appeared of a CEO, a major CEO of a company here in Santa Monica, in the elevator with his puppy. I think the puppy's 4 or 5 months old, and the video captured the guy picking up the dog by his neck, picking up the dog by his collar, smacking the dog around. Now it's being investigated as animal cruelty, as well it should be. But let me explain this to you. Over the years, many of you watched me on TV for 30 years on the Today Show, the Letterman Show, Live with Regis and Kathy, whatever shows you watch me on. I have literally trained many, many, many CEOs of some of the top corporations in the country, some of the top financial people in the country, kings, queens, whatever. And most of them are incredible with their pets. But every once in a while, I come across a jerk like this guy. What happens is, he's a CEO of a company, which means everyone is used to following what he tells them to do. And they do what he tells them to do because they're fearful that if they don't, there's going to be some type of consequence. Well, when he had a dog, he assumed the same thing, that it was a puppy, 4 months old, and the puppy should do everything he tells him to do. And when a puppy picks something up that he didn't want, he picked the puppy up, choked the puppy, smacked the puppy, put him down. I understand now that the puppy's going to be going to a different home because it's being investigated as well it should. What do you think? What do you think? Should this guy be prosecuted and sent to jail for hitting his puppy or not? Give me a call. Let me know. You know what I think. 877-725-8255. Let me get to the busy phone lines here. We got Barbara in California. We have Peggy in California. Jeremy in Pennsylvania. Lance in Michigan. Liz in Delaware. We'll get to all your calls. Plenty of time. But right now, we are starting out with my friend Barbara. Hey, Barbara. Welcome to the Pet Show.
Hi, Warren. I have a 3.5-year-old lab. And I would say around the time she turns 3-ish, I don't remember exactly the exact time, but she's very sensitive to sound. Like if I sneeze or my husband sneezes in the next room, she flies for wherever she is and jumps on us, almost like it would be like as if she was a service dog.
She's comforting you at that point.
Yeah. But, you know, it was kind of cute in the beginning, and then it kind of morphed into if my husband and I were having a little bit of an argument, not like screaming and yelling, but our voices were raised, same behavior. Then it morphed into a couple months later, like if we were laughing, just laughing, she would come in and do the same behavior. Then came the big deal. 4th of July. She had many other 4th of Julys, never had a reaction to fireworks. Now, this last 4th of July, we actually had to sedate her. I mean, it was horrible. And then ever since then, I mean, she's fearful of every sound. I mean, we were at the beach and it's foggy, and you know how the foghorn sounds at the beach when it's foggy? Mm-hmm. That freaks her out. Or I couldn't even get her to go do her business this morning. She just, you know, tail between her legs. So it's way worse since the 4th of July. And,
yeah, it's a real interesting scenario, Barbara. First of all, you know, I do a lot of writing on noise phobias. So many dogs have noise phobias because their hearing is so much more sensitive to ours. And when they hear something unusual, some dogs run and hide. Some dogs go towards it, which is the situation with your dog. What I would do at this point is I would pick out the most annoying things for you. For example, sneezing may be one of the most annoying things. Or the sound of fireworks. Obviously, there's going to be more next year. What I would do is online now, you can pretty much download the sound of anything. Okay, what I would do is start out with the firecrackers or the fireworks, then maybe go to a sneeze, maybe something else, little by little. But sometimes just getting her used to certain noises resolves the issue with other noises as well. That's why I'm starting with the loud fireworks as well as the sneezing. But here's what I want you to do. In the evening when it's nice and mellow in your house in beautiful Sherman Oaks, California, when it's nice and mellow, what you do is you put that on at a very low volume where the dog's not reacting to it, giving her a lot of positive attention at that point. And little by little, over a period of weeks, increasing the volume till she totally ignores it. That's the best way to approach it. There are other ways. Sometimes we'll use distraction therapy. When the dog overreacts to a noise in a positive way, like your dog is, rather than say no or whatever, we'll kind of reinforce her behavior, which I normally don't do, by distracting her with a toy of her own specifically. She only gets when she's phobic or reacting to a noise. So noise phobias can be dealt with. It's a lot easier when I'm dealing with one or two, but when you're dealing with a whole bunch of them, it's a whole different ballgame. So, Barbara, let me do this. I want you to follow the advice I gave you. I'm going to send you a copy of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want. There's an entire chapter in there specifically on noise phobias. Follow that advice for a week or two. I may have to make some changes, altercations. So give me a call, alterations. So give me a call back in a couple of weeks. If we have to go further, we will. But let's get a starting point so I know exactly which direction I have to go in. How's that?
Can I ask you one more question?
Maybe sure, go ahead, quickly.
Is it that my husband and I, too, when she was doing this the first 6 months, I think we positively reinforced her for it because we would, like, hold her.
Of course, yeah, exactly. But that's so common with a younger dog or a puppy. Of course you do that. You want to make her feel more comfortable, and sometimes by over-comforting them, you're not giving them the opportunity to adjust to what they're going to adjust on an everyday in their normal lifestyle.
Okay, we'll download the sounds.
Give me a call back in a couple of weeks and say hello to everyone in beautiful Sherman Oaks. I'm going to put you on hold, and the lovely Jade's going to pick up, and we're going to send you a copy of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want. Hey, a quick break, then right back to you, Peggy, Jeremy, Barbara, and Liz. But right now it's time for me to brag just a little bit about my own Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement treats that have now been around for over 25 years. So if you have a dog that's constantly itching or cat with hairballs, if you want to make that scratching stop, if you want to make your cat happier and make sure your dogs are getting something really rich in antioxidants, you want to make sure they're getting my Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplements every day. The only product with my signature and name on the label. Why? Because I developed the Hugs and Kisses myself with the top veterinary nutritionists in the world. And now they've been used literally by generations of dog and cat guardians. But don't take my word alone. I urge you to go to my website, thepetshow.com, or go to amazon.com, or go to walmart.com, or go to wish.com, and read all of the 5-star verified testimonials about people just like you that are giving their dogs and cats my own Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement treats. So there's no reason your dogs aren't getting supplements every day, just like you take them for yourselves. They're just as important, and the only supplement I recommend as a daily vitamin is my own Hugs and Kisses supplement, because they have been around now for over 30 years. Hugs and Kisses are available at Amazon.com, and if you're a Prime member, shipping is free. Hugs and Kisses are also available at Walmart.com, and now they're available at Wish.com. But if you want some personal service, call my office directly. This is my office phone number, 1-800-430-4847. 1-800-430 and the word hugs. You'll speak to Julie. She can guide you on the Hugs and Kisses as well. Or just log on to my website, thepetshow.com. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Listen to my bluebird laugh. She can't tell you why.
Hi, I'm Joey Herrick, founder of Lucy Pet. For over 30 years, I've created great products for dogs and cats, and in return, they gave me and my family a terrific life. To give back, I started the Lucy Pet Foundation, which provides free spay and neuter to help stop the 80,000 dogs and cats a week from being euthanized. To date, we've done over 16,000 free spay and neuters. To help fund this, I recently started Lucy Pet Products, shampoo, cat litter, and now the new pet food formulas for life. Ask for Lucy Pet Products. Thanks.
Lucy Pet Products on Amazon.com and Chewy.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. How much screen time is too much for kids? Well, it depends on a child's age.
So the recommendations are really to minimize screen time in children before age 2. Between ages 2 and 5, we would recommend you keep the screen time 1 hour or less per day. And in children that are older than 5, we recommend trying to minimize recreational or enjoyment-related screen time to 2 hours or less per day.
Dr. Angela Matke says 2 hours or less a day apply to teens as well, but the recommendations do not include educational-related screen time.
I would use the screen time as a reward.
Dr. Matke says, in limited amounts, the social aspect of screens can help teens feel connected. Too much screen time may interfere with sleep, increase the risk of depression, and increase the risk of obesity. Dr. Matke says the best way to help kids manage screen time is to be aware and communicate with them. For more information, talk with your health care provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
The Labor Day's event's begun at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Get 50 to 70% off almost everything, plus new doorbusters from $5.99, including deals on jeans, tees, and more. Find it all at the Gap Factory or GapFactory.com through September 9th. Head into the new season with Banana Republic Factory. Save on faves with 50 to 70% off everything, plus clearance's extra 50% off. Shop dresses, sweaters, jackets, and more from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online, only at Banana Republic Factory.
Endless loads of laundry? Lowe's has just what you need to bring reliability to your laundry room. A Maytag front load laundry pair in an exclusive metallic slate finish. It features the most powerful cleaning in the industry, driven by a heavy-duty cycle with extra power button. Shop Labor Day deals on Lowe's.com today and get up to 35% off select appliances like this Maytag laundry pair and more. Bring on style this Labor Day with Lowe's. Offer valid through 9/16, U.S. only.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Offer not available on leases. See dealer for details.
When everything is changing, you need a store that's a constant. A store that has the brands your family loves and the value that you need. A store where you can stock up, pick up, and drive up. A store that's close to home and feels like home. A store that puts the health and safety of you and your family above all else. And a store that's always here to help. At Kohl's, we don't know what next year will look like. We just know that we'll be here for you no matter what. Kohl's, here today, here to stay. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Great time to give me a call. The phone number here, 877-725-8255. Got a question about your pet's behavior. They're jumping, they're humping, they're digging. Great time to call me. As you know by now, everyone that calls in and gets through to me live will get a great gift. 877-725-8255. I'm going to share another question with you for today's show. You know, dogs like people have facial muscles that enable them to make an incredible array of facial expressions. Many dogs will curl back their lips, exposing their teeth when they are pleased. Yes, I've been called crazy many times, but I honestly believe that our dogs really do smile. So that's another question I'm tossing out to you guys today. Is Warren lost it, or do you believe that dogs smile as well? Or do your dogs smile? Give me a call. Let me know. The phone number, 877-725-8255. And if I like you, I'll send you a great gift. Let me get right back to the phone lines here. Let's go to Peggy. Hey, Peggy, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hi, Warren. I have a problem. Some neighbor left four cats, and the poor things were so hungry. So, of course, I started feeding them. And then I found a lady that brought them to the vet, and he does this free. He neutered and fixed all of them.
What an incredible vet that is. They did it for free. That's amazing.
Indeed. And so anyway, she brings the cats back, though, so you're kind of obligated to keep feeding them. So anyway, my daughter came by, and she said that they were coughing and coughing. And she said, Mom, you need to give them some hairball medicine. But what kind of medicine is that? I've never had cats.
Let me stop you for a second. Are these cats living outside or living inside?
Outside. They won't let anybody touch them, not even me, and I've been feeding them 2 years.
Are their ears clipped?
I don't know. I don't think so.
The reason I'm asking that, I want to know if they were part of a feral colony or not. Anyway, that doesn't make any difference. There are a lot of great products out there, but let me do this. You know, I talk about this company called NatureVet. They're based in Temecula, California. You know Temecula as well as I do. It's an incredible company. They make a product I'm going to send you. It's a hairball aid cat gel, plus it has catnip in it, so the cats will really get to like it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send it. My friends at NatureVet, I'm going to send you some hairball aid cat gel plus catnip. You can put that in their food, get them to take it that way. Hopefully that will help out. I appreciate the fact they're all spayed, they're neutered, and taken care of that way, so they're not at least breeding. And bless people like you that will take care of animals that have nowhere else to go like you do. But let me get this NatureVet hairball and cat gel out to you, see if that doesn't make a difference. How's that, Peggy?
Oh, fine. Thank you, Warren.
Have you had pets in the past? Do you have any dogs or cats that lived inside with you?
I have two dogs. I have a Yorkie and a White Highland Terrier, and they're wonderful. I love them.
Well, let me ask you a question. Does your Yorkie and West Highland Terrier, do they smile or am I nuts?
Yes, they smile. Both of them do. And it's funny because sometimes they'll be looking at you, and you don't even have to say something, and all of a sudden, I guess the nerves or whatever brings back their face, and they're just, like, laughing.
Yeah, you bet. Our dogs and cats laugh at us a lot more than we think they do. Listen, Peggy, don't go anywhere. Jane's going to pick up. We're going to send you some Nature Vet Hairball Aid and Cat Gel plus catnip, and I hope that helps you out, and I appreciate that phone call. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. I'm going to break in just a minute or so. When we come back, we have Jeremy in Pennsylvania. We have Liz in Delaware. We got Bruce in Michigan. Great time to give me a call. Plenty of time for your calls. The question of the day is, do dogs and cats smile? I want to know before they put me away. Give me a call, 877-725-8255. Also coming up, the amazing story of a chihuahua with no teeth that's helping people that are afraid to go to the dentist. All that coming up. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. 877-725-8255, the phone number. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading. Tune into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadero is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and 2 sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and 2 fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadero. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
In September, we're talking to all your favorite archetypes, everyone from law enforcement to stage performers. And in October, we're celebrating Halloween all month long by looking at different literary monsters every episode.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Not a mean move in his body.
Of course not. It's the way you bring them up. It has nothing to do with the way they're born. It's the way you bring them up, just like people. Anyway, what can I do for you, Jeremy?
So he is very treat and food oriented, and he works well with training as long as you have food and treats. But like if we were to have him off a leash and nobody had any food, he would be gone. Like he would bolt. So my question is, how do I train him not to bolt?
Did you train him yourself, or did you have him trained?
We had some help. We went to a couple obedience classes.
Okay, and Pete, now I am not adverse. You know, I trained many dogs for movies, the movie Serpico and whatever. In those kind of circumstances, training with treats is one thing. However, when you're training a dog with treats, if that's the way you prefer, I'm a hug and kiss type guy, but I have no problems if you want to use treats. But here's the term you need to understand. It's called variable reinforcement. Did you ever hear that term?
No.
Variable reinforcement. It simply means when you're training a dog and you want to use some treats, what happens is sometimes the dog gets a treat every other time he responds. Sometimes he gets a treat every third time he responds. Sometimes he gets a treat every time he responds. Sometimes he gets one every five times he responds. So in other words, he's always anticipating a treat, but he's not that disappointed because he's not always getting one. It's called variable reinforcement, the way I train dogs for police departments and militaries all around the country. So the thing that I want to stress with you is very often trainers will use food, and it doesn't take a genius to get a dog to sit, stay, roll over, and sing three chorus of God Bless America for a piece of steak. Okay, so what we want to do is we want to let the dog understand that his behavior is totally appreciated. Sometimes he'll get a treat. Sometimes he'll get a pat on the head. Sometimes he'll get a hug and a kiss. That's what you need to be with him right now. Start not giving him treats all the time if he responds using variable reinforcement. Use that in your training session. Start training from the beginning again, only not with treats responding all the time. You'll notice a major difference in a short period of time, Jeremy. That answer your question?
Absolutely. Thank you.
And listen, don't go anywhere. I'm going to put you on hold. Jeremy in Altoona, Pennsylvania. And, Jeremy, I am going to send you for your pets. I am going to send you a lot of pit mix. I'm going to send you some hemp seed joint health, okay? Hemp seed joint health, my good friends over at NatureVet, is a coming your way. Phone number here, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Let's go to my friend Liz in the great state of Delaware. Hey, Liz, welcome to the Pet Show.
Thank you for taking my call. In the last couple months, I have a cat who has started to lick me constantly. How do I get her to stop?
What's the problem? You got a problem with a cat licking you, lady?
Yeah, well, it's a very rough tongue.
How old was the cat when you got her?
I don't know. My son rescued her. I would say that she's probably about six.
6 years old?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. One of the ways cats bond with other cats or bond with other people is by licking. They get a lot of information from the way you taste. That's why the cat is doing it. Now, telling the cat to go away or pushing the cat away when she's licking you is kind of like telling your son, listen, don't hug me anymore. I don't want you to hug me. Don't hug me. Please don't hug me. So what you do is when the cat is licking you, you get up and you walk away. What you don't respond to it in any other way. Don't give her a treat. Don't give her a toy. Just get up and walk away. She'll start learning that licking for a while is okay, but when she's licking too much, you're not going to respond to it. That's the resolution. Okay. And sometimes the best resolution to a behavioral issue with a dog or a cat is kind of ignoring that issue. If you overreact to it, you're actually reinforcing it. You're making her feel more insecure, which is going to make her lick that much more. So the reason she's licking, number one, it's a bonding thing. That's the way the first thing a mother cat does when a litter of kitten is born is to lick them, to clean them off. So that early socialization is critical. Now this cat, you know, went to your son, then it went to you. So this cat now is reestablishing that bond with you, and the way cats reestablish that bond in many, many cases is by the licking. So just get up and walk away. No yelling, no screaming. As you walk away, thank you for the kiss. I'll see you next time. And in a short period of time, I think you'll start noticing that the licking will start to slow down just a little bit.
Okay, great. I will try that.
It's going to work, Liz, I promise. But don't go anywhere, Liz. I'm going to put you on hold. And you know what we're going to send you, Liz? I'm going to send you a copy of How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want. And the next book is How to Get Your Guardian to Do What You Want. Follow the licking in there and the reasons why. I think it's important. One of the things I talk about in the cat book, which makes it so different and a bestseller for so many years, if I sound like I'm bragging, maybe I am a little bit. I wrote that cat book many years ago. But not only does it talk to you how to resolve behavior issues, it talks to you how to build up your cat's self-image, how to build up your cat's self-confidence, how to make your cat feel better about himself. There's nothing worse than these cats when you go into the home, they run away and they hide because they've never been socialized. They've never been exposed. They've never been educated. That's what it's all about. So a copy of How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want is on the way, and I do appreciate that phone call. 877-725-8255. Bruce, Robin, Aaron, don't go anywhere. The phones are jamming. I'm going to get to all your calls, but right now, let me take a quick break. Now, for quite a while now, you heard me talk about the benefits of Lucy Pet Formify pet food and their breakthrough in nutritional advancements, as well as their very, very unique prebiotic balanced fiber. This is why that's important. The prebiotics actually support and feed the growth of that so good probiotic bacteria, and by supporting it, the prebiotics will help prevent disease, improve digestion, absorption of nutrients, and really strengthen your dog or cat's immune system. But don't take my word alone. I want you to actually listen to one of my listeners and the reaction that her pets have had once she started feeding Lucy pet food.
I spoke to you 2 weeks ago, and I was telling you about my cat, Petal, who every time I came home or go down in the morning, his little toy mouse is in the kibble. And you had explained to me why that might be happening. and I received a box of Lucy cat food, the kibble. And the minute I put it out, I have to tell you, two of my cats just pounce on it, and they just love it. And then Tero, the only boy cat, he went over and he ate it. They really, really like it. And that's the cat food I'm going to buy from now on.
That's because you're a smart lady. It's the food I feed my own pets, Lucy Petformis Life Pet Food, an amazing food. It really can make all the difference with that prebiotic formula. If you want to keep your dogs and cats as healthy as I know you want to, then Lucy Petformis Life Pet Food, Lucy Pet Food, should be in their dishes every day. Lucy Pet Food is available at Amazon.com, and if you happen to be a Prime member, shipping is absolutely free. It's also available at Chewy.com. So there's no reason in the world that you're not feeding your dogs and cats what I feed mine, the best food on the market as far as I'm concerned. That's Lucy Pets Formulas for Life, available again at Amazon.com and Chewy.com. Just remember the name Lucy Pet Food. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
You gotta put down the ducky.
Put down the ducky.
Put down the ducky.
Put down the ducky.
Put down the ducky. Yeah, you gotta leave the duck alone.
I'm Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show on this very station. Over 30 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplement for both dogs and cats to control your pet's shedding, dander, dry skin, and hairballs while improving your pet's immune system. Hear what one caller says about Hugs and Kisses.
You know what? Riley loves the Hugs and Kisses, and they keep his coat just absolutely fantastic. You know, there are a lot of allergies here and pollen and things like that, and he doesn't have it. So I attribute it to Hugs and Kisses.
No matter what you order at thepetshow.com, shipping is a flat $5. Visit thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS. And log on to thepetshow.com, home of $5 shipping. My Hugs and Kisses supplements are also available as an Amazon choice on Amazon.com with free shipping for Amazon Prime.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
The Labor Day's event's begun at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Get 50 to 70% off almost everything, plus new doorbusters from $5.99, including deals on jeans, tees, and more. Find it all at the Gap Factory or GapFactory.com through September 9th. Head into the new season with Banana Republic Factory. Save on faves with 50 to 70% off everything, plus clearance's extra 50% off. Shop dresses, sweaters, jackets, and more from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online, only at Banana Republic Factory.
Endless loads of laundry? Lowe's has just what you need to bring reliability to your laundry room. A Maytag front load laundry pair in an exclusive metallic slate finish. It features the most powerful cleaning in the industry, driven by a heavy duty cycle with extra power button. Shop Labor Day deals on Lowe's.com today and get up to 35% off select appliances like this Maytag laundry pair and more. Bring on style this Labor Day with Lowe's. Offer valid through 9/16, U.S. only.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and available on leases. See dealer for details.
When everything is changing, you need a store that's a constant. A store that has the brands your family loves and the value that you need. A store where you can stock up, pick up, and drive up. A store that's close to home and feels like home. A store that puts the health and safety of you and your family above all else. And a store that's always here to help. At Kohl's, we don't know what next year will look like. We just know that we'll be here for you no matter what. Kohl's, here today, here to stay. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. That phone number 877-725-8255. Let me go to my friend Bruce in Berkeley, Michigan. Hey, Bruce, welcome to the Pet Show.
Oh, it's wonderful to talk to you, Warren. I have Dexter the dog, my daughter's dog from Boston with me. He's about a 7-year-old dachshund, and he laughs at me all the time. But one time he always laughs is when I take him for a walk. He looks, he evaluates, he contemplates, he stipulates. He is looking for the exact right spot to go to the bathroom. And I don't know why he's doing that, but he's very happy at doing that. And I was wondering if you could give me some information.
Hey, Bruce, let me ask you a question, Bruce. After he's finished eliminating, okay, do you notice he kicks up with his feet a little bit?
He used to. He doesn't do it as much as he used to, but he does do it. Half the time.
Listen to me. Here's what's going on. Dogs use scent to mark territory and to send messages to other dogs. There are scent glands on and between your dog's paw pads. Scratching the grass after urinating or defecating helps spread the pheromones secreted by these glands around the area. Scent marking isn't only about territory and not limited to male dogs either. It actually lets the dog know the age of other dogs, the gender, the stress level, how healthy they are. So when your dog is doing that post-potty dance, they're actually letting the world know that they've been there. So very often what a dog will do, there are certain dogs that are really, really instinctive, and they want to pick that one spot where there's the scent of other dogs that they feel the need to be a little bit more dominant and mark their own territory that way. That's why he's, it's kind of like the person says, you know what, I'm not stopping at that dirty gas station. I don't have to use that one. I'll wait till I get to that big rest stop, which is nice and clean. So they're looking for an area where there's either the scent of another dog or they want to leave their scent. Some dogs being more particular, nothing you can do about it. As long as he's peeing and pooping outside, give him a hug and a kiss.
Thank you very much. You have a great week.
Hey, Bruce, don't go anywhere. Bruce, I'm going to put you on hold, and we're going to send Bruce. I want to send Bruce for his dog. Bruce, we're going to send a few of them. I'm going to send you some Arthur Suit Gold to keep those hips and joints in the best shape ever, and I do appreciate that phone call. Yeah, that is the reason, folks, but let me give you one more thing that you may not know. Can dogs recognize other people in your family by the way they smell? Absolutely. Even when you're not actually dripping with sweat, you and every human being perspire all the time. And 1 gram of butyric acid, which is naturally found in human sweat, contains, listen to the number, 7 sextillion molecules of smell. That smell is genetically programmed in a person from birth. All of them, every one of your blood relatives, whether you like them or not, carry a similar smell. And even if they try to cover it up with bottles of perfume, the 1 gram smell would be enough. Your dog knows. That's why very often your dog will react to a family member he's never seen before as a friend, because all family members, I hate to say this, but all family members have that special scent. The phone number here, 877-725-8255. A quick break, then right back to your call, so don't go anywhere. Still got lots of great stuff to give away. 877-725-8255. Can you imagine making this world a better place when you leave than when you came into it? My good friends at Delta Rescue have been doing exactly that for over 40 years. My good friend Leo Grillo, an extreme rescuer, and by the way, Delta's founder, asked that you please put some of your lifetime work into helping their over 1,500 rescued animals, dogs, cats, horses, and other critters as well. That's why Denise, my wife, and I have decided to make a bequest for Delta rescued animals in my own personal estate planning. Helps avoid fundraising costs and provide tax benefits at the same time. Like any good parent, Leo needs to make sure that each of the animals he rescues from the deserts and the deep forests across the country never have to worry again. Let me share this with you. I was in contact with Leo this week. Leo's Delta Rescue is located in Southern California. They are surrounded right now, inundated by the fires you guys are all hearing about. So they need some help. They need your donations. They actually have their own fire department at Delta Rescue with six engines. And if you happen to know how to run a fire engine, they're looking for some people to help them out as well. But anyway, if you can make a donation, now is the time. They need it now. Those 1,500 animals need it now. I want you to go to their website and make a donation if you can. And their website is deltarescue.org, deltarescue.org. Or if you're a fire department person and you can help them out, and it's a paid position, when you go to their website, check it out under contact, send them a message, or call them at 661-269-4010. But even if you're not involved with fire saving or don't know how to rescue with fire, every donation you make is going to make a big difference. I'm telling you, 1,500 animals, they're surrounded by fire, they got their own fire department, they'll be okay, but now is the time for your donations to make all the difference the world can pay for these people coming in to help them out. So log on to their site, deltarescue.org, or give them a call at 661-269-4010. And remember, Delta Rescue is a top-ranked charity by Charity.com. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Tax Solutions Now is a complimentary referral service that connects callers to companies that provide tax services.
Money matters. If you owe thousands in back taxes to the IRS, how much can Tax Solutions Now save you?
I paid less than I owe.
That's right. Money matters. So call Tax Solutions Now and get the IRS off your back. Since 2014, Tax Solutions Now has been a leader in the tax resolution industries. Remove wage garnishments, property liens, fines, and penalties. Qualify for the Fresh Start program or even uncollectible status. How much can Tax Solutions Now save you?
I owed the IRS over $10,000. I paid a fraction of what I owed.
Call now to reduce or even eliminate your back taxes.
I called Tax Solutions Now and got the IRS off my back. Thanks. You saved us a ton of money.
Money matters. How much can Tax Solutions Now save you? Call now and find out.
Call 800-981-8177. 800-981-8177. 800-981-8177.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español?
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
Bom dia, like good day, good morning, I think.
I can say, je m'appelle David, but that's probably it.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
This year is my year to get fluent in Spanish, and Babbel is definitely going to help me do that. The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real-life situations.
I've tried other language learning apps, and nothing really stuck. Babbel's been a complete game changer for me.
Hoy es miércoles y el clima está muy bueno afuera.
Estoy con fome. Yo no tomé café de mañana.
Je suis des États-Unis et du Vietnam.
Now try Babbel for free. Just go to babbel.com to start learning a new language today. That's BABBEL.com.
Here, kitty. We are back on the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. We've got a whole other hour to go, but let me see if I can squeeze in Robin before the top of the hour. Hey, Robin, welcome to the show.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm doing super. What can I do for you?
Yeah. I have a cat, a short-haired cat, which I've had cats my whole life, and
she says more than any of my long-haired cats have ever said, and I can comb her for just a short amount of time before she starts to bite me and get mad, but I can comb her over and over again and get the same amount of hair all the time.
Like what type of food are you feeding her?
She's just having dry cat food.
Okay, what I'm going to do is, can I change your food? Would you be okay if I change your food?
Well, I'll be honest with you. She won't eat anything except like Purina cat chow. Like I've tried the expensive bananas. I've tried everything.
Listen to me carefully, okay? There's always a way to get them to eat, okay? What you can do is you can heat up their food. You can put a little no-salt bouillon over their food, but you need them to get to eat. The dry food you're feeding is fine, but if you really want to help with the excessive shedding that you're talking about, we need to get a good prebiotic, probiotic formula. So I am going to send you some different food, but follow me. Introduce it gradually. Heat it up before you give it to them. Put a little bouillon on it because the food's going to make the difference because of that probiotic and prebiotic formula in terms of the shedding. So give it a shot for a couple of weeks. Give me a call back and let me know that you're seeing a difference. If not, I'll send you something different. But I think you're going to notice a major difference once you switch over the food, plus the fact it's better for the cats as well. So some Lucy Petformance Life pet food on its way to you, Robin, in Illinois. Thanks for the call. Good luck with the cats. The phone number here, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. Aaron, Roxy, Douglas, don't go anywhere. We come back, I'm going to tell you about a chihuahua with no teeth that helps people go to the dentist. 877-725-8255. But the question of the day is, does your pet smile? I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Spinning around together on a planet of the sun.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
December 10th, 2019 will go down in history as the start of the electric aviation age. Harbor Air in Vancouver, BC, Canada has successfully tested the world's first all-electric seaplane. Their retrofitted 750 horsepower de Havilland Beaver aircraft spent about 3 minutes in the air. Harbor Air joined forces with Seattle-based Magna X to design the e-plane's propulsion system, which is powered by NASA-approved lithium-ion batteries, the same batteries used on the International Space Station. The goal here? Harbor Air is aiming to operate the world's first fully electric commercial fleet. But there's still a lot of work ahead, as there will be dozens of test flights over the next 2 years to meet the certification requirements. To see the world's very first all-electric seaplane, head over to harborair.com. That's HARBOURAIR.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Acer.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice, Shasta Regional Medical Center.